Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Power blackouts. They happen every year, but guess what, blackouts? You've met your match. Say hello to Goal Zero, the leader in affordable home power backup systems and solar generators. Goal Zero's generators power your fridge, freezer, lights, Wi-Fi, TV, and more with clean power. Their home backup systems, like the Yeti 3000X, have no fuel, no fumes, no noise, and no maintenance. Just good, clean energy that keeps your home up and running. They offer a range of products and affordable price points, from power stations that can provide a half day's worth of power to solar generators and home backup systems that can keep you powered for 1, 2, or 3 days. Plus, they're all portable, so you can take your power with you when you go camping, tailgating, and more. So yeah, take that, blackouts. Our power is here to stay. Have peace of mind when blackouts hit. Go to GoalZero.com to learn more.
Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Step it up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly. This week we sit down with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Sutton Strack, who details her ongoing feud with Erica Jane, her friendship with Garcelle, and if she has any regrets from this season. Before we get into this season, I would love if you could clear up this whole Lisa Rinna, Elton John thing that's going on. I'm sure you've been asked about it a million times today.
I know. Who knew it was going to blow up like this? I don't know. The things I say sometimes, I get myself into trouble.
Yeah. Did you see that she posted about it and said that, you know, we were guests of Elton?
I think maybe Lisa was missing my point. My point was really that it doesn't matter when you're friends, it doesn't matter if you get a thank you note or not, mm-hmm. No matter what. And, you know, maybe Elton John did send her an invitation, but I paid for her seats. And so that's it. It's no big deal. I'm not mad. I wasn't mad at her for not sending me a thank you note. And I did also say on Watch What Happens Live that, you know, maybe it was just miscommunication. Mm-hmm. It's not a big deal.
Have you spoken to her since or no?
Well, I sent her a text just like, you know, like it's not a big deal. But she seems to maybe be, it's a bigger deal for her maybe.
Yeah. So. We'll see. I mean, obviously this has been a very intense season on so many different levels. I mean, watching it back, you know, we're almost wrapped up with it. Is there anything that you regret at all this season, or are you kind of happy with how you kind of laid it all out there?
Well, no, looking back at the whole season, you know, I had the one regret with Crystal and not listening. I mean, that was really hard to watch. Mm-hmm. But in a way now, it's not become a regret because it's this opportunity to sort of show people like we all need to listen. Mm-hmm. And so then it becomes not a regret. So that's kind of, you know, that's a tricky one. Mm-hmm. It was a regret for me personally, but not a regret in the whole big picture sense.
Sure, of course.
If that makes sense.
Definitely.
But no, after that, no.
No.
No. I mean, you can't have regrets. You say what you say. And I think that hopefully I do a fair job of apologizing when I need to, and which is what I think we all should do in life.
Right. Yeah. I mean, obviously the reunion is coming up, and I know that you can't tell me that everything that happens, but
I'm going to tell you everything.
Please, give it all to me then.
It's been a long day. So just ask, and you know, I'll just give you every detail.
Do you and Erica come to some sort of understanding?
I think we'll have to wait and see for that one.
Do you feel like that chapter, I mean, you know, in the last episode, she said, you know, that chapter is closed for me. I mean, did you feel in that moment that that chapter was closed for you as well? Or did you want to come to some sort of reconciliation?
Well, no, I mean, she answered all of my questions. So that part is definitely closed.
Yeah. You know, after she threatened you at that dinner party, did you ever think of maybe like, I don't want to do this show anymore. Like this maybe not be, maybe it's not for me.
Yeah, I did. I did. And not because of the show, it was just because of the threat. And I didn't like it at all. And it took it to a level that I wasn't comfortable with. But we have such a great production team. And also, I have great friends on that show. And they just were like, come on.
Yeah.
So they lifted me up pretty quickly.
Yeah. I mean, were you at
it too much?
Right. Of course. I mean, were you pretty close though? Being like, you know, I'm out, you know, maybe I'll sit the rest of the season out.
You know, I mean, it was pretty scary.
Yeah. I mean, were you scared in that moment? Cause I would have been.
It's not, I wasn't scared, like scared for my life. I was just thinking, I just didn't like it. I didn't like the behavior.
Yeah. I mean, in a way, did you almost feel like you were kind of thrown to the wolves, like, or thrown to Erica, because it didn't seem like it, you know, behind closed doors, the girls were talking about it. But then when it came time to confront Erica about everything, it seemed like you were the only one that kind of did that. And Kyle kind of, I don't know if she had your back.
Well, you know, no, it's funny because when you get to watch everything and see what's kind of going on behind your back, not behind your back, but things that you're not privy to, like conversations that have gone on. And it's sort of like, well, wait a minute. That's, you know, but listen, it's all good. I can only speak for myself. I can only say what I think. And, you know, I'm not thrown to the wolves, you know, I stand very firm.
No, I think you handled yourself beautifully, I thought. I mean, you know, I mean, were you surprised at how open Erica was in certain aspects? Because, you know, we never really see her being incredibly open with her personal life, but this season she was almost forced to, in a way.
That's what kind of made me tilt my head a little bit. Like, why are we all of a sudden getting so much information? And when that LA Times article came out, I was like, wait a minute, we just got a lot of information, which we don't normally get from her. And my antennas went up for it. I was like, wait a minute, why now?
Mm-hmm. Do you still think that she is a liar?
Well, yeah, because she lied. I mean, we know that. She right. will never admit that. And I'm never going to come off of how I see it. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in the teaser for the next episode, we see that like all of a sudden she starts communicating with you. Were you kind of shocked in that moment?
You know, look, we all have to speak to one another because we're all together in a group. So no, I mean, even when Crystal and I were having difficulties, we still had to talk to one another. So
I mean, watching back this season, you know, obviously you don't know, you're not privy to every single conversation that goes on and all the confessionals. What surprised you the most when somebody was speaking about you watching back this season?
I don't know if I had any surprises. I mean, nothing surprises me with these things. It's just, you know, we all, there's some things coming up that surprised me.
Okay.
The most.
Yeah. I think a lot
that
of people-
That were really kind of jaw-dropping, surprising.
That has to do with you and Erica or just something totally different?
Yeah, that's a good teaser right there.
It is a good teaser. You're leaving me on the edge of my seat.
Yes, you know. Yes.
I think a lot of people may have been, I hate saying the word surprise again, but you know, when you said that you offered Erica money in her, after her divorce, I mean, what did she say when you offered it to her, and why didn't she want to take it?
Well, no, I wasn't saying, let me write you a check right now. It was like, if you, there comes a time when you, if you need anything, I'm there for you. Mm-hmm. And you know, she was like, thank you.
Yeah. So she was very appreciative in the moment.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. I mean, going back to that dinner party, yeah. Did you ever think that that was the reaction that you were going to get from her? Because, you know, coming off last season, it seemed like you two were in a good place.
Yes. And I think she got very angry when she wasn't invited to the group meeting. And she was very hurt by that. And that was not my intention at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you regret not asking her to that?
No.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things, when everything is kind of said and done, and if it is proven that Erica is lying about all of this, how will that make you feel?
No, I mean, I wasn't meaning like in the legal sense.
Right.
I just was saying, you know, there were just a few things that I was like, look, this is what I've heard. Mm-hmm. And so I was just bringing that up as a point. I don't need to be vindicated at all. Yeah. That's not my nature. I don't need to be proven right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just stating facts.
Sure. Does she set a lot of things straight in the reunion?
You are going to have to wait.
Oh, you're so good at this. You know, jumping off Erica for a bit, and let's talk a bit about your friendship with Garcelle, because I absolutely love that. I mean, was it tough to watch her kind of break down in that last episode, you know, have her talking about feeling like an outsider in the group? And do you ever feel like that as well?
Yeah. I mean, look, everybody feels like an outsider mm-hmm. at some point in their lives. I definitely have with that group of ladies. You kind of have to persevere. But I think what Garcelle was speaking to is on such a deeper level.
Yeah.
And a level that none of us can really understand. And she wasn't even, it was so much broader. She wasn't talking about just like the eight of us, I think.
Sure. Yeah. No.
You know, I think she was talking about a lot of parts of her life that she's felt like this.
Yeah.
So.
Did you ever imagine that you would find such a good girlfriend in Garcelle when she started?
No, she, one of the first things she ever said to me was, I don't know if I like you and you don't know if you like me. And I was like, I like you. And so I didn't know if I was like, okay. But, and when we went to that dinner, our first season, mm-hmm. and she asked me, where did you get your money? And I was like, come on. And when I think my answer was so funny to her.
Mm-hmm.
It was over. It was just over after that. We just started laughing. I was like, come on, why you gotta ask me that? You know, and then we just started laughing, and then the ship had sailed.
Yeah, totally. And you know, another fan favorite, you have, obviously you're a fan favorite, but another fan favorite that emerged this season is obviously Kathy Hilton. I mean, what did she bring to this? And you know, are her parties the norm for Beverly Hills? Or is that just over the top?
Well, I will say I love Kathy. I've had white glove service before many, many times, but not in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, Kathy kind of ups the bar. Now I'm like, Kathy, I gotta get my servers to wear white gloves now. But I tell you what I will not do. I will never put a bell on one of my dining tables ever. We'll never have that.
It causes a lot of, especially.
I'm going to get PTSD.
Seriously. Never. I know you spoke a little bit about this, but do you feel like Lisa set kind of a double standard with how she treats Erica and how she treated Denise last season? I know you spoke a little bit about this on Watch What Happens Live, but if you can kind of just elaborate a little bit.
Well, I did. I felt that a lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she really grilled Denise.
Mm-hmm.
She really did. However, I think I saw it immediately. She's way better friends with Erica.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's that to it, I guess. I didn't see that friendship in Denise that she had with Erica. But golly, she really let Denise have it.
Yeah. How would you feel if Denise ever came back? Because there was also, you know, kind of rumblings that maybe she would want to. Do you think she ever would?
I don't know. But I love Denise. I thought she was great. She's funny. Mm-hmm. She's really funny. And she was very sweet and kind to me. Yeah. And she was patient with me. She's really sweet. Yeah. We left one of the dinners in Italy, in Rome. And she always brings a tequila with her that she likes. I don't drink tequila at all. And it was Denise Garcelle and I riding back together. And that bottle of tequila came out and they were taking shots from it. And I think I was so rattled from that dinner. I was like, yes. And I started drinking tequila. I was like, yes, I'll partake in tequila. I don't even drink tequila.
I love it. I know
she's funny like that, you know?
Totally. I know we only have a couple minutes, so I'd love to kind of get to these co-star secrets really quickly.
Okay.
So like I said, it's the first thing that comes to your mind or a fun memory, like you just kind of said with Denise. So first one, we'll kick it off with Lisa Rinna.
Gosh, I have a lot with Lisa, but she came to my house one night and we played charades and she acted out that Leonardo DiCaprio movie and she was the bear crawling on the floor.
That's amazing. Kathy Hilton.
Kathy Hill, I'm sorry, but when she put the eardrops in her eyeballs, and Kathy also, we had that fun moment when it was just me, Kathy, and Kyle. She's funny.
Yeah,
Kathy's funny.
She is,
and
funny.
She likes to stay up late.
Kyle.
Kyle and I have had so many funny moments. Kyle, we like to, when we go out by ourselves, it's really fun to hang out with Kyle. And she and Dorit and I will do two in one. They stole my phone and went through my Bumble account. And they thought it was really hilarious. Well, I think it's hilarious too, because it's comical. But they're like swiping left and then accidentally swiped right.
No, I love it.
On a swiped left.
I love it. Erica.
You know, for me, I really loved just spending that day with her at the spa. Mm-hmm. It was really, really sweet. It wasn't funny. It was just memorable. And I won't ever forget that.
Dorit.
Dorit's a goofball. She is like, she's the worst. And she's the worst because she's so funny. Mm-hmm. She just makes me laugh. She wants me, I'm just going to go back to my Bumble. She told me I needed to adjust my height thing. I have, my height is set at 6 foot or taller. And she wants me to adjust it to make it shorter. And I said, no. And she's really set on this. And I am set on no.
I love it.
She brings it up a lot.
Garcelle.
Garcelle and I, we spent New Year's Eve together. And we actually sent Andy Cohen a message on our phone. We videoed it when it was New Year's. Mm-hmm. And we said it together like, happy New Year's, Andy. And I said it in a different way than she did. And she said, you didn't even know his name. I said, I did know his name. And we just laugh about stuff like that. She's trying to call me out like, I don't know Andy Cohen's name. I do too. You can't stop. There's too many to name. She likes to call me out for nothing.
I love it.
Like she's here. I'm like.
And then finally, Crystal.
Crystal she's the first one in the cast to come to my house after it's been renovated.
Oh, nice. Oh, you're mm-hmm. in, you're all set.
I'm in and I'm all set.
You love
we
it.
Had a nice moment. We had a nice moment here at the house.
Nice. And you're loving the house? Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to love it when my furniture comes. I mean, you're lucky I have a chair to sit on right now. I'm not kidding.
It looks like four chairs. You.
No, well, don't look around too much. The furniture's coming next week. Then you can look around.
Right, perfect. Sutton, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. That's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want some more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com where we've got you covered.